Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's Amud of Mishnah Berurah is Resh Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. This is, we're continuing with Siman Shinai and Beis. We are learning Si'ifim Ches and Tes. So let's pick up Si'if Ches. Kosel Shmein Shtei Chatzeres Kavoa Asar L'Shneim. If you have a wall that's between two chatzeres, it's 10 tvachim high from the perspective of both sides of that wall. The Hemenetz Al Kosel Sulam Rachav Arba'ah. And you put up a ladder that is 4 tefachim wide next to the wall. V'chein kenegda b'chatzer ha'shniyah. And there's also a 4 tefach wide ladder on the other side. Afilu ein ha'sulam hazeh kenegda zeh. Even if the two ladders are not directly across from one another, meaning you don't just go up one ladder and down the other ladder. Imein b'neim shlosha chashivi kepesach. If there is less than 3 tefachim in between the two ladders, then they are considered a pesach. Hayu muflagim zeh mikenegda zeh shlosha. But if they are more than 3 tefachim apart from one another, ladders on the, you know, on the southern side of the wall, and that ladder's on the northern side of the wall, and there's, so they're more than 3 tefachim apart from each other. So if the wall itself, the thickness of the wall, the top of the wall is 4 tefachim wide, adayin chashuvim kepesach, it will still be considered a pesach. Lo chashivi kepesach, and if it's not 4 tefachim wide, then it would not be considered a pesach. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So sivkat and samachal l'shneim. Then on both sides it's 10 tefachim high. If there's less than 3 tefachim in between the two ladders where they're considered to be one directly across from the other, then chashivi kepesach. And what does that mean if there's a pesach? That v'imratzu marvin yachad. If they want, they can make one big eruv between the two chatzeros, because they have easy access from one chatzer to the other through these ladders. Now, obviously, these ladders have to be ladders that reach all the way to the top of the wall or very close to the top of the wall where it's easy to use the ladder to access the other chatzer. Shlosha tvachim. Now, if it's 3 tvachim or way more than that, that's perfectly fine as well, as long as the top of the kosel is 4 tvachim wide. Adayin chashuvim kepesach tekimetshu rachav arba tvachim ba'avyo noach lishtamish alav yachal laholich misulim lusulim derech hakosel. Because once the kosel is 4 tvachim wide, it's very easy to use the top of the wall, and you can climb up one ladder, walk across the wall to the other ladder and climb down the other ladder. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, Beza Sulam Amru, what kind of ladder are we talking about over here that creates a Pesach? Kishieshbo Arba Shlivos. That's if there are 4 rungs on the ladder. Aval Pachos Mikan Lo. But any less than 4 rungs would not do the trick. Elim Kains Rosov Shlivosov Kevedos. Unless the ladder is a heavy ladder, that the rungs and the side posts of the ladder are heavy. Sha'az Kovdo Kovo. Meaning, in order to be a bona fide ladder and a real Pesach, in order for the ladder to create a real Pesach, it needs to be a heavy ladder that is nikva b'makomo, that is set in place and is not so easy to move. Mishabura samachvav arba shlivus tesum kazem estamu kaved. If it's got 4 rungs, it's probably kind of heavy. So you're not likely to move it on Shabbos, and therefore it's considered a Pesach. Pachos mikan lo dekimet shenoch l'tol misham b'Shabbos havikim isheino. If it's very easy to move on Shabbos, you're likely going to move it on Shabbos, and it's as if it's not there. Upashu dimu kavua b'mesmarim lekosel afilu ein ba'arba shlivos chashuv kepesach. Now, if the ladder is nailed into the wall, then I don't care how heavy the ladder is. It's kavua if it's nailed into the wall, and therefore it's for sure going to be considered a pesach. Kvedos yosef mikvia ragil ve'noach litlo misham. If it's heavier than normal, it's made out of very heavy material, so it's not easy to move from there, and therefore that likewise becomes a pesach. Third line of Shulchan Aruch, v'yemeina kosel kavua ela as Sarah, the wall is only 10 tefachim tall. V'zokif sulam gavoa shiva u'mashu b'meshach arba'i talakosel. And you have a ladder that is a little more than seven tefachim tall across 4 tefachim of the wall. Matiro, that's going to be matir bein l'shtamish alav, whether it comes to using the top of the wall, bein lariv yachad. And it's also matir to take the two chatzeros and make an eruv between the two of them. Kimin shalom nisha shlosha ad rosh hakosel, since you are within 3 tefachim of the top of the the wall. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah Samach Tes V'im Ein Balos of Kandaf Beslum Zakov Shakosh Lalos Level Rosh Hakosel Sagi. That even if the ladder is not angled and it's not so easy to climb up the ladder because it's just straight up, that works as well. Ela Asara Dimu Gavo Yosem Asara Tvachim Lo Sagi B'Shivu Mashal B'Kedeshi Yosul Magim B'Toch Shosh Tvachim Samach L'Rosh Hakosel. If the wall is more than 10 Tvachim high, then a ladder that's 7 and change is not enough. You need the ladder to reach within 3 Tvachim at the top of the wall. Shivu Mashu, 7 Tvachim plus a little bit. V'lo Nishar Rosh Hakosel Rach Pachs Mishosh V'Armin Lovin. And the point is that you have less than 3 Tvachim between the top of the ladder and the top of the wall, and therefore you could apply Lovud. B'Meshach Arba'a, and it's got to be 4 Tvachim wide, Asulam Kai, that's going on the ladder. Shiachzik Meshach Rachbo Arba'a Tvachim, that's 4 Tvachim wide, Ukanal B'Reish Hasif, Umishum Dezeu Shir Pesach. The reason it needs to be 4 Tvachim wide is because anything less than 4 Tvachim wide is not considered a Pesach. But critically, V'Hamudim Shalasulam Shetkun Ashlivus Ben Gamkin Mitzarfim L'Shir Zeh, V'Avi Ashlivus Ein Ben Shir, that it doesn't mean that each step on the ladder, that the rungs on the ladder need to be 4 Tvachim wide, it means the ladder in total, even counting the side posts of the ladder, need to be in total 4 Tvachim wide. Eitzel HaKosel, Adil Elkoy, Rotzalomar, Shazoke Vitzal Kosel Beshava, Vishiachsik Bemeshach Kosel, Rocha Varba Tvachim, that you put it next to the wall and it takes up 4 Tvachim of space along the wall. Because my Mordechai, the Shir Zeshel Shuvu Mashu, Dafka Kshomit Bizkifa. Now, the my Mordechai points out this 7 Tefach plus ladder only works if it's standing straight up. But if it's at an angle, then it's got to be taller than that because you do the basic geometry and it's not going to reach to within 3 tefachim of the top of the wall. If you take a 7 and change tefach ladder and put it angled on a 10 tefach wall, the point is that the top of the ladder needs to be within 3 tefachim of the top of the wall. We said that your ladder used the top of the wall. If you have such a ladder, that means that if you have a kalim in your house, you're allowed to bring them to the top of the wall and place them on the top of the wall because it's noach l'shtamesh. It's easy for you to use. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, Okar chul yamei rosh hakosel lemato migova asara. If let's say you remove a piece of the top of the wall to lessen the height to below 10 tefachim, im yesh ba meshach arba mahani. If it's across 4 tefachim of the wall that you've lowered the height to below 10 tefachim, then that works as well. Bein lasos a kapesach lariv yachad. Well, both in terms of creating a Pesach between one chatzar and the other, so that you can make a single Erev between the two of them. And as far as being able to use the entire wall. But if it's less than 4 tvachim of space on the wall that you've lowered to below 10 tvachim of height, then you cannot make an Erev together. And you also can't use the rest of the top of the wall. You're only allowed to use that little groove that you have created by lowering that tiny section of the wall. That the place that you've lessened the height below 10 tvachim is 4 tvachim along the length of the wall. You're allowed to now use the whole wall. So the Mishmur says, wait. If they didn't make a joint Erev between the two Chatzeros, then neither one should be allowed to use the top of the wall. They should aser on one another to take the Kelim from their own homes and put it on top of the walls. So what you need to say over here is that this is telling me two different tracks of a sentence. The Masha Kosov Lariv Yachad Marishin Smaid Kain Kol Ovi Yakosel Venasa Kepesach Lishneyem. That when we said that you were going to make an Eruv, a single Eruv between the two of them, that's talking about where the entire thickness of the wall is Nisma'it, and therefore it's a Pesach from both sides. Meaning, let's say the wall is 4 Tvachim thick, so you remove all 4 Tvachim of thickness along 4 Tvachim of length across the wall, and you therefore get down to below 10 Tvachim of height on both sides of the wall. kalakosel. And when he says, when the Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to use the entire wall, Mayri Shalonis Mayit Bekalavil Betzarechod Bemeshach Arbaat Tvachim. That's talking about a case. Let's say you have a 4 tefach wide wall, so you lower the height on the 2 tvachim that are closer to you across 4 tvachim of length of the wall. So Venasa Lezetash Misha Benachas Misha Nismay Mitzido. So from your side, those 2 tvachim that are lowered are very easy to use. Shenoch Lalalz Makom Amiyat Menuyal Al Rosh Kalakosel. You can easily access the place that you've lowered, and once you've accessed that place, you can access the rest of the height of the wall. Ula Sheni, but for the guy on the other side, Tashmisha Bekasha, it's not an easy access to him, because from his perspective, the entire wall is still 10 tefachim high. Vayin Beis Meir Shekosef Deinu Mutar Af L'Misha Tashmisha Benachas, Elam Ken Yesh Makom Shnuv Chas Miyav Arba Tefachim Al Arba Tefachim, Ayin Shem Taimo. Beis Meir happens to hold that you need 4 square tefachim of a lowered wall in order to be able to use that wall, even if from your side there's a section that's lower than 10 tefachim high. B'kol HaKosel, B'klei HaBayis, Amari Shekosel Yerachav Arba Tefachim, and it has to be that the wall is 4 tefachim wide. Now, if the wall was less than 4 tefachim wide, of course you're allowed to use the top of the wall. It's a makom patur, there would be no problem at all. Ela keneged sheshamu tashmisha benachas. So you can use the area across from where you've lowered it, because that's where it's tashmisha benachas. Shomid bekarko mishtamish. Aval eino noch lalalus derechal of l'rosh hakosel hol vein bar ba b'mishko. But it would not be easy for you to access the top of the wall, because the area that's lowered to beneath 10 tefachim is not 4 tefachim in width from your perspective. Siftes, bani itstaba lemata etz alakosa lemato migova asara. If you build a platform, a step stool that is on the bottom, on the ground, right next to the wall, to therefore lower the height of the wall, meaning there are two ways to lower the height of the wall. You can knock off a piece of the top of the wall, or you could build up something next to the bottom of the wall so the ground is higher. So you build up something next to the base of the wall. If that little platform that you built is 4x4 tefachim, you're now allowed to use the entire wall. Aval eino chashuv kepesach la'arev Yachad Ashi Yagil Rosh HaKosel. But it's not going to be considered a Pesach to be able to make a single Eruv unless that Itztaba reaches all the way to the top of the wall. V'imein ba'arba'a l'arba'a. And if it's less than 4x4 tefachim, eino mo'la filu l'shtamish kenegdo. Then it doesn't work at all even to use the area directly across from that Itztaba. Says the Mishnah Berurah, bana Itztaba, avalim lo nischaber la'karka me'erev Shabbos lo mahani. If that Itztaba was not attached to the ground on Erev Shabbos, it does not work. Because the key over here is that the thing needs to be kavua in place. So if it's just a regular step stool that gets easily moved around, that doesn't work. It needs to be 4x4. There's no minimum height that it has to be, as long as it gets to within 10 tefachim of the height of the wall. As long as from the top of that it's taba to the top of the wall is less than 10 tefachim, it achieves its purpose. Mo'al ishtamish b'kol hakosel, so it allows you to use the entire top of the wall, la'alus ala mikleya bayis, to bring kleya bayis to the top of the wall, sharei noach la'alus derech ala shel rosh hakosel, because it's very easy to get from using that itztaba to the top of the wall, hol vein men rosh hagova asara, because it's less than 10 tefachim from the top of the itztaba, v'kol zek shelo asa itztaba rak echod betzido, but that's only if you only have one itztaba, avalim gam hasheni asa, kein mitzad hasheni. But if the neighbor on the other side of the wall also made an itztaba, nasa kosel l'shneim, tashmisha benachas v'shuv chozim rosin zel zel l'shamish b'kosel, then it's tashmisha benachas from both neighbors' perspectives, which means that they asar on one another, and neither of them is allowed to use the top of the wall. Aval v'chule la'arev yachad, haynu afilu asakein gam mitzad hasheni. Even if they did it on the other side as well, you're not allowed to make an eruv that joins the two chatzeros based on an itztaba alone. You would need a sulam, you would need a psichas hakosel, just an itztaba alone on both sides would not work. L'rosh hakosel, v'adinam ha'yinamuch mizah pachs mishosh tefachim gam kein dinach, v'kanal v'sivches l'inyan sulam. Meaning all the same rules of a ladder would apply as far as using the top of the wall. Kenegdo, v'kol shkein d'b'kol kosel aser, and d'b'kol hakosel aser. And we said that if it's less than 4x4 tefachim, Shvachim, you're not allowed to use even the area directly across from the Itztaba, and certainly the rest of the wall is Aser. V'atam, l'fi she'noach l'amud ala l'shtamesh, and the reason for that is that it's not easy to use. Command alas adamia, so it's as if you don't have an Itztaba. V'eina domal anal b'siv ches demutra al kol panim keneged osa ha'makam shenizma'it, and this is not like where you knock off a chunk of the top of the wall, where at least you're allowed to use the little groove that you had just made, because over there you stand on the karka and you're able to use it. But when you're relying on an itstaba that itself is too narrow, you can't just stand on it because it's hard to stand on. You're going to fall off of it. And therefore it's not considered tashmisho benacha. So essentially what we learned today is that there are three types of ways that one can try to take two chatzeros that have a wall that's 10 tefachim high between them and somehow join them together. One is with a sulam, with a ladder, but the key is the ladder needs to be kaved and kavua, and it also needs to reach within three tefachim of the top of the wall, and you need to have a ladder on the other side as well, and if the wall is four tefachim wide, the ladder needs to be, could be anywhere on the other side. If it's less than four tefachim wide, it needs to be very close to it on the other side. The second way was by lessening the height of the wall, by knocking off a chunk of the top of the wall. So if you knock off a chunk that's four tefachim along the length of the wall, you've created a pesach. If it's less than four tefachim along the length of the wall, you have not created a pesach. And the third way was by building an itztaba. It was by building a platform at the bottom of the wall, which would need to be 4x4 tefachim in order to be considered usable and therefore have any impact. But it would not be considered a real Pesach in order to be able to use both sides of the in order to make an Eruv with the two chatzeros together, but it will allow Hishtamshos on the top of the wall. Okay, Bez Hashem, on Sunday we will pick up with Se'ifim Yud and Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, Bez Hashem. Everyone have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.